At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Personality case study using Nakshatra and NLP 1. Since Andrew has Vishaka rising in Scorpio as his ascendant, he likely carries a deep internal drive and a strong focus on purpose. Vishaka brings direction and ambition, while Scorpio adds emotional depth and a need for transformation. This combination makes him someone who feels compelled to evolve and lead, often with an intensity that others can feel, even if it's not always expressed directly. His approach to life may often feel like it's driven by an invisible but unwavering sense of mission. From an NLP lens, this ascendant indicates a self-referencing pattern. Andrew prefers internal validation and uses personal logic and conviction to assess his choices. With the sun also in the first house, placed in Jeshta, Andrew's personality is marked by quiet authority and mature responsibility. Jeshta brings insight and a kind of elder quality. He probably feels older than his years, or takes on leadership roles early in life. The sun here fuels self-respect, leadership, and discernment, but without the need for external applause. His sense of self is likely built around internal values, performance standards, and a natural sense of dignity. NLP-wise, this strongly suggests auditory digital processing. Andrew tends to think in logical sequences, appreciate structure, and need to understand something intellectually before embracing it. He also seems to operate with an away-from filter, more driven by the need to prevent failure or disorder than simply chasing rewards. In the second house, Mercury in Mula reflects a mind drawn to the roots of things. He likely speaks with precision, questions assumptions, and is uncomfortable with surface-level talk. Communication for him is not about charm, but about truth. His wit may be sharp, even surgical, and he likely processes conversations quickly, with little patience for fluff. He's probably very specific in how he thinks and speaks about money, values, and personal principles. In NLP terms, this is a little chunk thinker who notices details others miss and prefers logic over emotion in value-based conversations. He's also likely internally referenced here too, meaning he knows what he believes something is worth and is rarely swayed by popular opinion. The third house hosts a strong trio, Jupiter in Dhanishta and Mars and Venus in Uttara Ashada. Jupiter here suggests that Andrew communicates and acts from a philosophical or moral base. His ideas likely have rhythm and weight, and he probably enjoys sharing knowledge or mentoring others. He's a big picture thinker here, wanting to connect his actions to something meaningful. In NLP, Jupiter marks general chunking and auditory digital traits. He likes frameworks and guiding principles when engaging with ideas or discussions. Mars in Uttara Ashada adds willpower and structured energy. Andrew probably acts decisively and efficiently, not impulsively, but with resolve. His motivation likely springs from an internal code, and once he's set on a goal, he will see it through. He doesn't enjoy wasted effort or unclear objectives. From an NLP view, this reflects a proactive orientation and kinesthetic processing. Andrew moves when he feels the rightness of an action and tends to act ahead of others. Venus, also in Uttara Ashada, brings elegance and value consciousness to his action. While Mars pushes, Venus smooths. Andrew likely knows when to assert and when to attract. This could make him persuasive in a quiet, graceful way. He likely seeks meaningful interactions in both personal and professional pursuits. Venus here aligns with proximity style working. He likely prefers meaningful one-on-one or small group interactions rather than large crowds or isolation. In the fourth house, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada reveals a complex emotional core. Andrew may feel detached from traditional notions of home or emotional security. He could have grown up with an unusual emotional environment, either highly spiritual, non-conventional, or marked by a sense of being different. Ketu here can make emotions feel abstract, difficult to label, or hard to explain. He likely prefers solitude when processing feelings and doesn't trust surface-level emotional expressions. NLP-wise, this shows dissociation and general chunking. He may observe emotional patterns from a distance rather than immerse in them. His inner world is likely rich, but private and internally navigated. In the fifth house, Saturn placed in Ravati gives Andrew a serious and structured approach to creativity, learning, and expression. He likely doesn't take creative or romantic risks lightly. Instead, he's more inclined to refine his talents slowly over time, building mastery through repetition and discipline. His intellect is likely steady and methodical. He may prefer deep, concentrated study rather than spontaneous flashes of insight. Ravati brings a quiet, intuitive wisdom, and Saturn here suggests that Andrew feels responsible for using his knowledge well. NLP-wise, this matches auditory, digital, and matching patterns. He trusts systems, repeats proven methods, and prefers internal consistency. He may also place high internal standards on how he shares his thoughts, love, or creative work, often holding back until he feels something is good enough. In the seventh house, the moon in Kritika brings a focused and emotionally discerning approach to relationships. Andrew likely craves stability, clarity, and emotional loyalty in his partnerships. Kritika's influence makes him emotionally intuitive, yet sharp. He senses subtleties and can quickly pick up when something doesn't feel right. His emotional responses are likely precise, and he may withdraw if he feels his emotional standards aren't being met. Though he may not always show it, his inner emotional life is rich and serious, and his expectations from a partner are quietly high. From an NLP perspective, this moon suggests kinesthetic and reactive patterns. Andrew evaluates relationships based on how they feel over time, often needing trust and emotional safety before fully engaging. His responses are paced and considered, not impulsive, but rooted in. In the 10th house, Rahu in Purva Falguni becomes the dominant influence on Andrew's career and public life. This placement suggests a strong desire for recognition, creative leadership, and aesthetic refinement in his professional path. Rahu intensifies ambition and originality, while Purva Falguni adds grace, presentation, and a flair for beauty or performance. Andrew is likely drawn to careers where he can stand out through style, innovation, or charisma. Whether in creative industries, leadership roles, or fields that require personal branding. He may feel most energized when his work allows personal expression and public visibility. From an NLP perspective, Rahu aligns with a towards motivation style. Andrew moves forward with vision, driven by what he wants to achieve, rather than avoiding failure. His processing style here is visual and specific. He sees clear outcomes, focuses on the look and feel of success, and likely notices how details align with the bigger picture of his goals. There may also be a tendency to over-idealize or chase multiple ambitions at once, which reflects Rahu's expansive but restless nature. His challenge is in grounding that visionary energy into sustainable, finished outcomes. NLP summary: across the chart, Andrew displays a strong auditory digital orientation, particularly in the first, second, and fifth houses. He prefers logic, sequencing, and internal reasoning. His decision-making is rooted in internal standards, suggesting a consistent internal frame of reference. Emotionally, he shows kinesthetic processing in relationships and creativity, needing to feel right about people and projects before he engages. He is predominantly a big chunk thinker, Jupiter, Sun, Saturn, with moments of detail-oriented precision, Mercury and Mula, allowing him to navigate both strategic vision and detailed execution when needed. His action preference is balanced, proactive in his third house energies, Mars, yet reactive and emotionally tuned in the seventh moon. Motivationally, Andrew shows a strong towards orientation in his public life and a more contemplative, reflective energy in emotional and intellectual spaces. He thrives in structured, purpose-driven environments, prefers proximity or solo, work dynamics, depending on context, and tends to evaluate everything through the filter of whether it makes sense and feels aligned. Altogether,